Welcome back, CEOs. Revenue, expenses, personal take-home pay, taxes, profit, and the list of terms goes on and on. I know for most of you, this is not the sexy side of your business, and possibly even one you do not gravitate to. But the hard truth is, this is a very important side of your business. I've seen far too many entrepreneurs pick a random pie-in-the-sky revenue goal with no strategy or plan on what they actually need to fulfill their personal financial commitments, what products or services they will sell, and how many of those products or services they're going to sell to be able to reach their revenue goal. Today's episode is going to be an absolute game changer for all of you who are tired of the guesswork, the uncertainty, and the stress that often comes with figuring out these numbers in your business. To make things easy for you, I've crafted a powerful resource that goes along with this episode called Get Paid Like a CEO. I want you to pause this episode right here and head on over to ceoamplify.ca/getpaid to download this resource and follow along. So have you ever found yourself setting random revenue goals, you know, at the end of the year, what you're looking forward to for the next year, without really a clear understanding of what you actually need to pay yourself or where that revenue should come from? If so, I want you to know you're not alone. I have to admit, I did this when I started my business. I knew I wanted to serve and help other business owners, but I certainly did not take the time to look at the numbers and reverse engineer what I needed in terms of take-home pay. So many driven CEOs end up stuck in this cycle of uncertainty, and that's exactly why I've brought this resource to life. I'm tired of seeing the confusion and the stress that stems from unclear financial planning. And I truly believe it's high time to change the narrative. I hope you're with me on that. In today's episode, we're going to take you on a guided tour through the Get Paid Like a CEO resource, designed to empower you with the financial clarity and strategic direction you need to transition to be a confident and thriving CEO. This resource isn't just about the numbers, though, so don't get scared. It's about aligning your revenue goals with your personal financial needs and your business aspirations. It's about bridging the gap between where you are now and where you want to be. I want you to have a clear roadmap to understand how much you should be paying yourself, how to strategically plan your revenue targets, and most importantly, how to position yourself for sustainable success. I'm going to break down each step of the resource, giving you real-world examples and actionable insights that you can implement right away. If you're a small business CEO, you've likely set some impressive revenue goals. But do you truly understand how to achieve them while also ensuring your personal financial commitments are met? If not, it's time to unravel this puzzle and equip you with practical strategies to ensure you get paid like a CEO. Before we dive in, I want to make sure you have access to the Get Paid Like a CEO resource that will serve as your roadmap throughout this journey. You can find it at ceoamplify.ca/getpaid. All right, let's dive in, and we're going to start with our fundamental aspect of personal financial commitments. As a business CEO, you have responsibilities beyond your business. You have living expenses, savings goals, and perhaps debts to manage. These commitments are just as important as making a profit in your business. At the end of the day, both your personal and your business expenses need to be paid. Aligning your revenue goals with your personal financial commitments is key. So where do you start? How to ensure that your revenue goals are not just ambitious numbers, but are realistically tied to your personal financial commitments? The first step is to thoroughly assess your personal financial commitments. This involves somewhat of a meticulous review, I have to admit, of your monthly living expenses. Things like your housing, your utilities, your groceries, your transportation. Then you're going to factor in any annual or semi-annual commitments. Things like your insurance premiums and your property taxes. Additionally, you want to look at your savings goals, whether you're saving for retirement, your children's education, or an emergency fund. And lastly, you want to account for any outstanding debts and what minimum monthly payments are required for those. So in the Get Paid Like a CEO resource, I've included a tab for you to list all your personal expenses. You will notice that there are two columns: now and in the future. I want you to also think about expenses you may have coming up in the next few years. Maybe you're saving for something special. Maybe you want to make a very large purchase. Or maybe you're going to have life changes that you need to take into account. Once you have a clear understanding of your personal financial commitments, it's time to align them with your revenue goals. And this is where the magic happens. By working backwards, you can determine how much revenue your business needs to generate to not only cover these commitments, but also create room for growth and future financial security. So let's shift our focus a little bit to our revenue goals. Just so we're all on the same page, revenue is the total amount of money generated in your business through the sale of products or services. Setting revenue goals is a critical step in the growth of your business. However, these goals should not be arbitrary. They should be grounded in solid strategy. So we're going to get our solid strategy and our calculations from a standard resource called Profit First. And if you're not familiar with this method by Mike Michalowicz, I encourage you to check it out. I'll have a link in the show notes to his book. He also has several free resources which you can explore. But really, Mike breaks down our business finances into easy-to-do steps and helps us keep profitable. It's based on the premise that profit is not just a one-time event. Oh, I got profit this month. Oh, I got profit last month. It's actually a habit, and one that business owners can develop. So according to the Profit First formula, for business owners who are generating under $250,000 per year in revenue, 50% of that revenue is going to go towards owner's pay, towards paying yourself, 30% towards operations, 15% towards tax, and 5% towards profit. So once you have this formula, you can actually see that in order for you to achieve your salary goals, your take-home pay, your revenue needs to be roughly double your desired salary. So if you would like to have a desired salary of $50,000 a year, that's what you bring home into your pocket. You need to have a revenue goal of $100,000. Similarly, if you would like to be bringing in $150,000 into your pocket as your salary for the year, you need to be having a revenue goal of $300,000. So you see where this is going. And this alone is very eye-opening for a lot of people. Most people don't realize that when they're making under $250,000, approximately 50% of that is going to go towards their owner's pay, which means based on your personal financial commitments, you have to then double that to get your revenue goal. And it's really helpful because it just doesn't account for paying for yourself a healthy salary, which we all want. It also accounts for the true cost of running a business. And yes, even if you're running an online business and you're a solopreneur, you still have expenses. And when you don't have a budget to run and grow your business, it's really easy to wind up not being able to pay yourself at the end of each month. And I don't want that for you by any means. All right, let's go through an example to illustrate the process a little bit more. So let's say you run a one-on-one coaching business. You've assessed your personal financial commitments and determined that you need $5,000 per month to cover all your living expenses, your savings goals, and your debt payments. So now that $5,000 a month, that becomes your baseline. For this example, we're going to talk about our monthly goals, but if you would rather think about them in terms of annual, simply multiply these numbers by 12. All right, so we have our baseline personal financial commitment of $5,000 a month. This means, according to the Profit First formula, with our personal expenses of $5,000, we would need a monthly revenue goal of $10,000 in order to cover our owner's pay, our operations, our tax, and our profit. Okay, great. We need to have 10,000 per month. That's our revenue goal. But how do we translate that into a concrete plan? Well, this is where your product or service strategy comes into play. So in our example, let's say that you charge your clients $2,500 for a 6-month coaching engagement with you. So you can coach 24 clients in a 6-month period, or 48 clients for the whole year. So you would need to sell 48 coaching packages, each being a 6-month period. This would be enough to make the $10,000 monthly revenue goal, pay yourself $5,000 to cover your personal expenses, and have enough for your taxes and your operating costs as well. So I hope you can see that by reverse engineering and doing a little bit of number crunching, we're able to have goals that are actually rooted in strategy, not just a random number that sounds enticing to us. You'll notice on the Revenue Calculator tab of the Get Paid Like a CEO resource, you can also enter another offer. So in the example I gave, just to keep things simple, all of the revenue would come from our one offer. Next, you want to take this a step further to calculate how many people you would need to speak to about this offer in order to sell the desired number. This is determined by your close rate. And this may be something you've never calculated before in your business. And if that's the case, there's never a better time to start. Don't worry if you haven't calculated before. Experiment. Try a sample close rate and let's see what the calculator shows you. Experiment with different offer prices and close rates and see how you can reach your desired revenue goal. There's no mistakes that you can happen here. It's simply experimenting with the numbers to see what will work for you. Taking the time to root your goals in strategy and a concrete plan will go a long way in your business. Alrighty, I hope you're still with me. So what we've gone through so far is that you've mapped out what your personal financial commitments are. You've reverse engineered what your revenue needs to be in order to reach your personal financial commitments. You've played around with the revenue calculator to figure out what products and services and how many of them you need to sell in order to reach your revenue goal. The last piece of this Get Paid Like a CEO resource is called a visibility plan. And this tool helps you map out traffic plan or visibility plan using 5 different types of traffic in order to reach your revenue goals. If you have more than one product, service, or offer that you currently sell and that you put in your revenue calculator, you're going to want to make a copy of this spreadsheet for each product because you can only have one product on this tab at one time. So first, you're going to set your goals. You're going to put your product name, the price, the revenue goal, and it will calculate how many you need to sell. Next up is your conversion rate. If you don't know what your conversion rate is, do not worry. There are benchmarks which have already been included in the calculator. If you do know what your conversion rate for a certain product is, go ahead and change that benchmark to what your personal rate is. And then the calculator will calculate how much traffic is needed to get to your sales page in order to sell the number that you need, assuming the conversion rate that is entered in there. So you're now going to know how many people you need to get to your sales page. From there, you're going to reverse engineer how you're going to get that traffic. So that's step 2. So if you look down below, you're going to determine your traffic plan. And the 5 different channels is organic social media, search SEO, relationship marketing, paid ads, and email. You don't need to be using all 5 of these channels. You may only use 3 of them. You may only use 4 of them. The only one that is necessary to use is email marketing. That one is a must. The other ones is up to you based on your business and what you are currently doing for this offer. And so you're going to go in and fill out your social platform size, for example, the audience size, how many posts you're going to do, your conversion rate, if you have a podcast, how many visits to each episode, the number of posts you're going to need. And then the same for relationship marketing, whether that's affiliate or partnerships, paid ads, same thing. And then your email list, you're going to put in the size of your email list and your conversion rate from your email list. So what this is going to calculate for you is how many posts you're going to need in each of those different traffic sources And then you get to put in how many you're actually going to do. So, for example, it may suggest that you need 27 social media posts, and you may say, that's way too many, I'm not doing that, I'm going to do 8. And so it will calculate the traffic planned based on what you're going to do. And so once you have this mapped out, it's very easy to see, where am I going to get the traffic to get to my sales page and then have those people convert and actually purchase? Alrighty, whew, that was a lot. I hope you made it through all of it with me. But the bottom line is, a little bit of number crunching and a little bit of strategy will really, really help us when we're looking at how we pay ourselves and what our revenue goal is. So I hope you take some time this week to go through this resource, map out what your personal financial commitments are, determine what your revenue goal is in using Mike Michalowicz's Profit First formula, and then from there, work out what products and services and offers you're going to sell at what price point to be able to reach that revenue goal. Lastly, come to your visibility plan and determine your traffic plan so that you can get enough eyeballs on your sales page and enough people to convert and purchase your product. Thanks again for listening, CEOs, and I can't wait to see you all next week. Don't forget to download that resource, ceoamplify.ca/getpaid. Take care.